Dedicated to Astor Piazzolla, the master of contemporary tango. I had the pleasure of playing with him, recording with him over a course of about a year in 1985-86, and wrote this song recently. It was reminiscent of his kind of composing, so I thought it would be good to dedicate it to him. It's called Remembering El Tano. That was his nickname. The Italian, El Tano.
Thank you. fascinated to watch the sticks and hands, and it's almost magic. I'm wondering if that four-stick performance come from, is it part of the instrument? Where did the evolution come in? It doesn't look possible.
If you look at if you look at the instrument, it looks like a piano keyboard.
Right.
You know, these are the white keys, those are the black keys, and they're spaced the same way. And so when you play the piano, if you could see someone's fingers enlarged, it would look similarly, like a ballet of, wow, look at all this stuff going on. It's one of the great advantages of this instrument is the visual impact, I think, that it has for listeners. I mean, even if you watch Julian, you just see him twiddling his fingers a little bit.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Saxophone, you know, same thing, it's this kind of thing going on. With the vibraphone or any mallet instrument, you not only see the actual hit of the note, you can tell whether it's higher or lower on the instrument. It's going to be the placement of it, and you can see if it's going to be a chord or a single run or whatever. It's much more visualized than any other instrument that I know. So, but in playing with four, the early xylophone players in the 1920s, teens and 20s, Red Norville being the main jazz one of that era, played with four mallets a fair amount, and then it went out of style. When I came along, I started playing this instrument in 1949. It was 20 years old at that point. This was invented around 1930, and everybody played with this way. But I grew up in a farm town in Indiana, and I played alone, and it was too empty. I needed harmony. I wanted it to sound complete. So I started playing, kind of messing around with four, and first on easy pieces, slow pieces, and then as I got more facility with it, it turned out it wasn't as daunting as it first seemed, and now a lot of players play with four mallets these days.
Beautiful. Great to hear.
Thanks. Well, we have a impromptu blues for you, which we're calling the Tiny Desk Blues. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, back to work.